not starting at the right place. And everybody, therefore, is not taking the same road to get to their destination.
Dr. Tony Evans says that's why every Christian needs the guidance of a shepherd.
He can get you back on the right road. He guides me in the paths of righteousness, of rightness. He gets you back on track.
Celebrating 40 years of faithfulness, this is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of the Urban Alternative. Sheep aren't especially bright animals, and they don't get along too well without proper care. Today, Dr. Evans will focus on how the Lord shepherds His flock, namely us. Let's join him.
Psalm 23, that beautiful poetic psalm, is where we get the name of God, Jehovah Roi. The psalmist begins Psalm 23 with the phrase, "The Lord is my shepherd." The word Lord there is Jehovah, the self-revealing one. David is the author of this psalm, and he is remembering his old job as a shepherd boy. Long before he became king, the great King David, he was the little shepherd boy David. And as he looks and pans over his life, he remembers that what he was to his sheep, God had been to him, a shepherd. So he uses his old job as a shepherd to describe his relationship with God and to give us one of the most beautiful, poetic, and practical, impactful scriptures in all of the Bible. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah is the one who I am looking to, the Lord, to tend for my well-being." Notice he says, "The Lord is," not "the Lord was." Because I don't know about you, but I need it right now, God. He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Right now, He has got me covered. Right now, He is taking responsibility for me. The Lord is. Not only is the Lord a present tense covering shepherd, He's a personal shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. In other words, God's not just interested in the group, He's interested in the individual sheep. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, He has covered all of my needs. He says that God makes us lie down, leads us by still waters. Why? Because He wants to give you back your spirit. It's called restoration. Restoring your soul. There's some people here who need some restoration. You've been drained because of job situations or financial situations or relational situations. You've been drained. But He makes me lie down in order to get my soul back. He wants to meet my spiritual need. So the first thing David says is, if the Lord is your shepherd, He will meet your spiritual need. He'll restore your soul. You may be drained today, but He knows how to fill that baby up. But He may have to make you lie down first. He goes from that and he says, if the Lord is your shepherd, He will meet your directional needs. Notice what he says in verse 3. "He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." He guides me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Many of us on our cars have navigational systems. All they are guidance devices. The navigational system is designed to take you from where you are to where you're trying to go. It's predicated on a global positioning device up in outer space who can look at the whole landscape of the world and tell you where any and everything is located. Now, you gotta think, if man can create a machine that can see everything, God, who created everything, knows where everything He created is located. He says, He guides me. Do you know if the Lord is your shepherd, you got a private navigational system? See, your navigational system in your car can't help me if I'm in my car. Your navigational system for your car is good for your journey. But for my journey in my car, I need my own system. And I need a system that's going to ask me where I am, not where you are. I need a system that's going to find out my current location, find out where I need to go and give me the best route there. The worst thing you can do is piggyback on somebody else's personal relationship with God. Because everybody's not starting at the right place. And everybody, therefore, is not taking the same road to get to their destination. So you need your shepherd to guide you down the right road. Why does he say that? Because sheep are prone to wander, and they regularly take a wrong route when they're out on their own. The Lord is your shepherd. He'll meet your spiritual need. He'll restore your soul. He'll meet your directional need. He'll show you which way to go. He'll also meet your emotional need, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Fear. Fear. One man said, I got so many problems, it's going to take me 2 weeks to get around to worrying about them. There's a whole lot to be afraid of today. Am I going to lose my job? You know, is this going to be cancerous? What about crime? The next terrorist attack? A whole lot of things that make us afraid today. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. A valley is a low place between mountains. It's a low place. There's some folk here today who are in a valley, in a low place. Everybody wants the mountain. That's a high place. I'm on top of the world. Stuff is good. Health is good. Family is good. Money is good. Faith is good. Everything's good. I'm on the mountain. But you can't go from mountain to mountain without going through valley. See, mountains are separated with valleys. Now, I know we want to skip to the loo, my darling, and just skip from one mountain to another mountain. I know that's what we're going to do, but it doesn't work that way. It ain't like that. To go from one mountain to another mountain, you got to cross a valley, a low place. In fact, let me give you good news about a valley. A valley simply means another mountain's waiting to happen. See, that's what it means. But only when you walk through it. See, he says, yea, though I walk through the valley, not sit down and whine in the valley. I got to walk through the valley. So you see, you got to keep walking. Yeah. I know you're in a valley. I know you're in a low spot. I know you're in a spot that doesn't feel good right now, because the only way to get out of it is to go through it. He says, walk through the valley, here it is, of the shadow. The shadow. When a sheep was in a valley and the sun was going down behind the mountain on either side of the valley, it would cast a shadow in the valley. Well, a sheep is dumb, so a sheep is thinking it's getting ready to become nighttime here. And ultimately it is, but it's not night right now. You just have the shadow of night. But as far as the sheep was concerned, it's pitch going to be pitch black, and the sheep would become afraid. That is, until it remembered the shepherd was with it. Though I walk, because I'm walking, I'm not going to stay stuck in the valley. I don't care how bad it is, how bad things are, don't you stop walking. Don't you quit. Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you be talking about crazy stuff. You keep walking, because a valley is a mountain waiting to happen. He says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow, because I can't see the S-O-N. I can't see the sun. I can't see God. I can't see any of this Christian stuff working. I can't see it. It's a shadow. It's dark. And I'm in a low place. He said, and what's going to help me through this valley is thou art with me. And thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, wait a minute. Thou art with me, watch this, in the valley with the shadow. Now, we all feel like he's with us on the mountain without the problem. But he says, thou art with me in the valley under the cover of the shadow when I don't see any light. The sun is nowhere to be found. Thou art with me. When you are in the valley, you must focus on the shepherd while you wait to get out of the valley as you keep walking through it. A little boy was with his father one day, He's with his dad, and they went to the zoo. They went to the, came to the lion's cage. They walked up to the lion's cage, and the lion belted out a huge roar, just a huge roar. The little boy took off. He ran. He said, "Run, Daddy, run, Daddy, run." Daddy said, "I ain't running nowhere. You better come on back here." He said, "Daddy, the lion, the lion, the lion." He said, "Come back here. We're not going to run." He said, "But Daddy, look at the lion." Daddy said, "I'm focusing on the cage." See, if you stare at the lion, he'll scare you. If you look at the cage, you can handle it. It's all about what you're looking at. He said, "I'm in the valley and I'm under the shadow, but I keep looking at the shepherd. Thou art with me in the low place." This is the low place. This is the shadowy place. It's the dark spot. In fact, not only are thou art with me, you're not by yourself. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Now, the staff was the big stick with the hook on it, and that was used to lead the sheep and to reach in and pull the sheep out of the thicket if it got caught. So that was the staff. The rod was a club. Club. That's to beat something over the head that attacks the sheep. He says, "Thou art with me, and in one hand the club is your power, in the other hand is the staff." That's your grace. I got your power on one hand, I got your grace on the other hand, so I'm going to make it through this dark spot I'm in right now. I'm here to tell you, you're going to make it if you keep walking. Because if the Lord is your shepherd, He's got your emotional needs covered. I don't care what's causing you consternation, what's causing you fear, what's causing you worry, what's causing you insecurity, what's causing you doubt. Keep your eye on the shepherd and you'll make it through the valley. Keep your eye on the shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. Your spiritual need, your directional need, your emotional need. Now it comes to your physical need. You prepare a table, verse 5, before me, even in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. An enemy is anything that threatens your security. That's an enemy. It can show up in a person, can show up in a thing, and it certainly shows up in the devil. It's an enemy, that which threatens your security. He says, you prepare a table before me, in the presence, right in the middle of that which is against me.
There's a lot of symbolic significance in that line. Dr. Evans will come back to unpack it for us when he continues this message from his series, Knowing God's Names. You've probably run across several of those names as you've been reading the Bible, like Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah. Well, in this 2-volume, 14-lesson collection, you'll get a close-up look at many of them, one for most any situation you find yourself in. There's so much to learn in knowing God's names that we're offering all 14 messages on both CD and digital download as our gift to anyone who'll help us keep Tony's teaching on this station by making a contribution to the ministry. And for one last day, we've got a special bonus. We'll include a copy of Dr. Evans' popular devotional, Experience the Power of God's Names. Study by yourself or with your small group. Either way, you'll make discoveries about the Lord's character and identity that'll connect you with His peace and power. This special double offer ends today, so get in touch right away at tonyevans.org, where you can find all the details and make the arrangements. Or call our resource request line at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by around the clock to help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. We'll have more from Dr. Evans right after this.
Coming to theaters this November.
We're at the Church of the Nativity here in Bethlehem, where it is believed that the birth of Jesus Christ occurred.
Travel with Dr. Tony Evans as he retraces the life and human journey of the greatest being to ever walk this earth.
Well, we're here in Capernaum, a place where Jesus did most of his miracles. And it is in this place that he demonstrated he truly is the Son of God.
You'll travel the streets, fields, and synagogues that Jesus walked and visit the locations where some of the most powerful events recorded in the Bible took place.
It is highly likely that much of what we read about Jesus' ministry in Galilee happened right here.
Journey with Jesus in theaters November 15th, 16th, and 17th with Dr. Tony Evans. Visit TonyEvans.org for locations, showtimes, and to learn more.
The shepherd carried a belt, and on his belt he had a cloth. When he found the lost sheep, he'd spread the cloth out. He'd have a pouch. In the pouch was grass and fodder, and he would sprinkle it on the cloth so that the sheep could eat that had been lost. While the sheep is eating, there are foxes, coyotes, and hyenas that want to eat the sheep, because sheep is good food for those predators. But because the shepherd is there, the sheep is eating while the enemies are going hungry, because they can't get to the sheep, because the shepherd's got the sheep covered while the shepherd prepares the table, the cloth with food and fodder for the sheep. So the coyotes and foxes are going, there's sheep out there, but they can't get to the sheep. They're starving. The sheep's eating in the presence of his enemies. Recession is an enemy. Downturn economy is an enemy. And still you're getting three meals a day, and still you got a place to live, and still there's clothes on your back, and still there's provision. Why? Because your shepherd knows how in the midst of a bad situation to take care of his own. And somebody here can testify how when things didn't look good, God showed up and made a way out of no way, even when you were in an adversarial situation. He prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That is, he understood something I've shared with you over and over and over again, that the shepherd was his source. Come on, let me say it again. You only have one source. There are many resources, many channels God may use, but don't mistake a resource as a source. You only have one source. That's the shepherd. That's God Almighty. It's Jehovah. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He is your source. So when one resource shuts down, don't think all is over, because the source didn't shut down. You're anointing my head with oil. Why would they anoint the sheep's head with oil? Because the sheep would go looking at some nice berries, and the berries look nice, and go stick its head in there and get caught in the thicket and would cut its head. It would be bleeding. The shepherd would come with oil and massage it. He would take the pain away. Take the pain away. Because it thought it was making a good decision because the berries looked good, only to find out it wasn't a healthy thing to do. You anoint my head with oil, and then he says, oh, my cup runs over. That's because the shepherd had a cup, and he would dip the cup in the water, and when he would bring the cup to the sheep to drink that had been lost, it would be flopping over the sides, and it saw that when it flopped over the side, that was going to be more than enough to satisfy. What God says is he can not only meet your need, he can give you more than enough to satisfy. More than enough. So watch this. If the Lord is your shepherd, your spiritual need, your directional need, your emotional need, your physical need, then the Lord is your shepherd. He can meet your eternal need. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I like that first word, surely. He could have said hopefully, possibly, maybe, or perhaps. He said, sure enough. He said, surely, surely two sheepdogs got you covered. One's named Goodness and another one's named Mercy. Oh, don't miss my man. He is talking about sheepdogs because he says they will follow me. You ever seen a flock of sheep and you seen the sheepdogs and they keep going around the back barking and keeping the sheep from wandering? He says, surely goodness, sheepdog named Goodness, There's a sheepdog named Loving Kindness or Mercy, or, and they barking when they see me going out of line, because they know it's a fool that would leave this shepherd and this flock to go out on its own. So every time I try to act the fool, God shows up, and he shows up and he barks at me and sometimes nips at me to drive me back into fellowship with him. Sure enough, goodness and mercy, he's got two sheepdogs. The Hebrew word for follow means to pursue. It says, surely goodness gets God's favor. Loving kindness, that's not giving you what you ought to have gotten. Because if all of us would have gotten what we ought to have gotten, given some of the decisions we made, the room would be 2/3 empty. But God kept nipping and barking and pushing us back, and that's why we're here today. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and then it won't even be over, because I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, amen. Now let's get this straight. If the Lord is my shepherd, he takes care of my spiritual need, directional need, emotional need, physical need, eternal need. Now, what need do I have that doesn't fit into one of those categories? What in my life can't be tied to one of those categories? I guess he's saying, if the Lord is my shepherd, he will meet all of my needs. So I guess that only leaves us one question now, doesn't it? Is the Lord your shepherd? Don't misunderstand the question. The question I'm asking is not, is he your savior? That's the first thing. I'm asking you, is he your shepherd? You say, well, how do I know if I've made the Lord my shepherd? Well, in the scripture read earlier in John 10, verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and then he says, and they follow me. If you're not following him, he's not your shepherd. He may be your savior if you've accepted him into your life. That means you're going to heaven. But unless he's your shepherd, you won't get the benefits of his presence on earth.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how the Lord shepherds his people. And he'll come back in a moment with a few final insights for us, so don't go away. In the meantime, I want to let you know that today's lesson is the final on-air installment from Tony's powerful 2-volume series, Knowing God's Names. As I mentioned earlier, all 14 messages in this collection can be yours with our thanks when you make a contribution to help us keep Dr. Evans' teaching coming your way. When you do, we'll send the 2-volume collection to you, along with his popular devotional book, Experience the Power of God's Names. This special double offer ends today, so be sure to visit TonyEvans.org right away for details. You can also get some in-person help from a member of our friendly resource team by calling 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, on Monday, we have a special treat for you. We're airing the first in a series of messages called Tony Evans Top 40, 40 Powerful Sermons Over 40 Years. These are some of the messages that have made a huge impact during the course of our work here, and you won't want to miss them. Right now, though, Tony's back with his final word for today.
When shepherds would gather around a well and bring the sheep, because they were dipping out water for the sheep from a well, there would be 3, 4, 5 different shepherds with their flocks. So the flocks would get all intermingled. So sheep, you don't brand sheep. You can't look at a sheep and see which sheep belongs to what shepherd. But the way they distinguished the sheep tied to which shepherd was by the shepherd's voice. So when the shepherd hollered out, come, 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 the sheep who had walked with him before they got mixed up with all the other sheep knew his voice. So they would break out of the crowd and go over to the shepherd whose voice they knew. The problem is some of us have never hung around Jesus long enough to know his voice. So we're listening to all these fake trumped up shepherds who are leading us in the wrong way because we don't listen to his voice. And if he's not your shepherd, you don't get the benefit of him meeting all of your needs. If the Lord is your shepherd, he'll meet your spiritual needs, emotional needs, physical needs, directional needs, eternal needs. What he's trying to say is, if the Lord is your shepherd, he got you and you are covered.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is celebrating 40 years of faithfulness thanks to the generous contributions of listeners like you.